Order, order.
A touch of the Mad Hatter's Tea Party from Alice in Wonderland in Question Time, with this from Finance Minister Bill English.
Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I said what I meant.
Mr English was answering a question from Opposition Leader Phil Goff, who asked if the Prime Minister meant New Zealand Post when he said Kiwibank's parent company.
This is a serious forum where ministers can be expected to be held to account. That means that they must make real efforts to answer and address the questions. And I don't believe that the Minister did that. He's talking in riddles.
But Mr Goff had another question.
Mr Speaker, how can the New Zealand public believe anything that the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance say when they say one thing in public last week and they contradict it in Parliament this week and they'll contradict it again next week? Why should this government be given any credibility at all on this issue?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, because the government has stuck to its commitment to New Zealanders, which was that there would be no asset sales in this term of office, and if the government changes its position, then it will campaign on that in the 2011 election.
Mr English then started another fight with his answer to a question from the Progressives' Jim Anderton.
That member probably would do with a bit of help for Treasury advice on his month-long world trip, which included $1,000 dinners.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard. Point of order.
Speaker, order. How can his Minister of Finance have any credibility when the Minister of Finance's family has gained $500,000?
Point of order.
Point of order.
This was from the government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, who said Trevor Mallard had strayed away from the primary question about Kiwibank and New Zealand Post. But the Speaker reminded him who started it.
Given the answer of the Minister, though, he introduced a whole new dimension about members' expenditure, and that has opened this question somewhat further. The Honourable Trevor Mallard, supplementary.
How can his Minister of Finance have any credibility in these matters when he has gained $500,000 from pretending to live in Dipton?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the member's allegations are ridiculous, despite the fact that he makes them every day. I suggest he take those matters up with the former Speakers of the House, who he is now accusing of not following the procedures.
Another interjection from Trevor Mallard earned him a stern warning from the Speaker.
Now, I say to the Honourable Member, on this occasion I accept tensions are fairly high on both sides of the House, but he is on very, very thin ice. The Honourable Trevor Mallard will get to his feet and he will withdraw and apologise sincerely to this House. The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
I withdraw and apologise.
Earlier in the day, Lockwood Smith was in one of the committee rooms in his capacity as the Minister in charge of Parliamentary Services. Also there to hear what he said was Rhys Lyon.
Lockwood Smith's ministerial responsibility for Parliamentary Services extends to the Office of the Clerk, which in turn runs reporting services such as Hansard and the televising of the Chamber. But it was the sound system in the chamber that Lockwood Smith wanted to discuss when the Government Administration Committee met on Wednesday morning to consider funding for the clerk's office.
To me, it's fundamental. The sound system must work for the members, and it's not at the moment. I mean, I'm struggling as Speaker, and some of you at the back of the House, I think, are struggling even more to hear back there. And the only people, I think, who've benefited so far are the gallery. Certainly people in the public galleries hear much better than they used to hear before. And I've got to say, the quality of the radio and television sound, I think, is pretty good. And so we want to improve what's on the floor of the House without destroying some of those other elements.
The Speaker said technicians were looking into the problem.
They took a lot of recordings. They're doing a lot of analytical work at the moment. They've not made any, don't worry, that they've made one or two minor adjustments, but what you're hearing at the moment is still not good enough, and they're doing a full analysis before they try to make the changes that they think will make a real difference.
Another issue raised by Lockwood Smith was MPs' disdain over Select Committee Room computer hardware.
Most important of all, I think, is the impact of the e-committee hardware on these select committee rooms. And I think members find these screens in front of you quite an impediment to good communication with members of the public making submissions. And I think for members of the public sitting where I am right now, it's not exactly the prettiest look. I mean, you guys look great, but these things in front of you are not that great. And so what I've asked the office to look at is whether we could put in place, replace some of this hardware with a system that enabled these screens to be folded down.
Speaker Lockwood Smith addressing the Government Administration Committee considering funding for the Office of the Clerk.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.